More progress in Baltimore. Elisa Brady, Fox News. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says a second temporary channel has been opened for some ships to leave port as they continue removing tons of debris from last week's bridge collapse.
I've said it already, and I will keep on saying it. We have to move fast, but we cannot be careless.
Rough weather, including lightning yesterday, has been disrupting salvage efforts and recovery operations for the remaining four construction workers. Moore also announcing the state will establish a scholarship for the families of transportation workers who die on the job. Lawyers for former President Trump plan to ask the judge in his New York hush money-related case to recuse himself, citing his daughter's ties to Democrats. They've just filed the required letter requesting to file the motion. They also cite the gag order in the case, claiming it restricts protected campaign speech. The former president holds a rally in Wisconsin tonight after a border security speech earlier today from Grand Rapids, Michigan, where he accused President Biden of bringing border chaos to every state.
He highlighted the murder of 25-year-old Ruby Garcia. The suspect in her death was her boyfriend, who was here illegally, just like the suspect in the murder of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley.
I said, I will deliver justice for Lakin. I said that, and now today I'm adding something. It's going to be for Lakin. And it's also justice for Ruby. We're going to deliver justice for Ruby.
Ahead of the former president's press conference, White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre said clearly we're hearing awful rhetoric from the other side on immigration.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. President Biden speaking with China's President Xi, and TikTok did come up.
The president reiterated our concerns about the ownership of TikTok.
The National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says he made clear it's about divestiture, not a ban, though a ban is possible if the Chinese parent company doesn't divest under a bill that passed the U.S. House last month. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Questions remain over an Arizona high school's decision to let a murder suspect keep playing football.
Weeks after the fatal October beating of 16-year-old Preston Lord, 17-year-old Talon Renner, a suspect in the murder, was allowed to continue playing football for the American Leadership Academy in Gilbert. The school initially noting no student had been arrested at the time, now placing the blame on a former football coach, saying in part, as new evidence came to light, measures were taken to remove the student from our school and we terminated the football coach. Arizona's Department of Education explaining in a statement, situations like this are not in our jurisdiction.
Fox's Christian Goodwin. Renner was arrested last month and pleaded not guilty. He's one of seven people facing murder charges for Lord's death. During next week's solar eclipse, prisons in New York will be on a holiday schedule, and that means a lockdown for inmates. Well, now six inmates are suing, claiming in a federal lawsuit the eclipse is a religiously significant event, and the lockdown will violate their constitutional right to take part. A long list of musicians calling for protections against AI.
Miranda Lambert, Stevie Wonder, Billie Eilish, and more are just some of the over 200 names featured on a new open letter submitted by the Artists' Rights Alliance nonprofit, calling on artificial intelligence tech companies, developers, platforms, and other companies to stop using AI to infringe upon and devalue the rights of human artists. Nicki Minaj, Peter Frampton, Katy Perry, Smokey Robinson, and J Balvin have also signed on to the letter, which acknowledges the creative possibilities of the new technology, but also addresses some of its threats to human artistry.
Fox's Michelle Polino. Those threats include using pre-existing work to train AI models without permission in an effort to replace artists. A down day on Wall Street amid growing concern about the timing and amount of rate cuts by the Fed. The Dow dropping 396 points. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.